New Mexico lawmakers this spring also established a bipartisan commission to investigate Zorro after the release of the Justice Department's Epstein files.
At this point, we don't have the full story. And what we understand is that most of that information was provided to the federal government and has not been provided back.
The DOJ declined to comment on those specific materials, but says they welcome New Mexico undertaking additional investigations of Zorro. And if those uncover potential federal crimes, they stand ready to work closely together to prosecute. Outside the ranch now, a memorial with signs, pictures, and crosses.
This is the main driveway leading up to the ranch, but this is as far as we're able to go. You can see the no trespassing signs that have been put up around the property.
The ranch was purchased in 2023 by a Texas real estate developer who wants to turn it into a Christian retreat, renaming the road here San Rafael after the patron saint of healing.
I don't think that you could turn this space around with the horror that has happened here.
The family of Virginia Roberts Dufresne, who died by suicide last year. She's one of at least 10 girls or young women who say they were groomed or assaulted by Epstein at Zorro.